I'm really, really encouraged about the direction Jackson's taking. And
you've seen an unbelievable change since you've arrived.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's almost a miraculous change. And it's time that we, as, and I consider myself a Jacksonianite, it's time that we have faith and really become positive about our city and our downtown, because there's really a lot of great things that are going on here, and this city of Jackson is a success story. Once things start moving, they start to snowball.
Yeah. So talk about your building the lofts on Louis, how you got into that frame of mind.
Of course, having a two-way Louis Glick was key to that, because if you're going to try and get any retail, you know, when you look at Louis Glick became one-way years ago when there was almost twice the volume of traffic that was on it, and we tried to get people out of the downtown and in home as quickly as possible. Well, that wasn't great for downtown businesses. Having Louis Glick and Washington as two-way and a little bit slower invites more people to go downtown. And that was essential to us starting on the lofts. And as I mentioned, we had worked, we worked with Al Hooper at the time in the Anchor Initiative and the Jackson Young Professionals too. And we had a lot of feedback that market rate housing was really needed. And there's a lot of people, you know, when a millennial has the same wants and needs housing wise that retired people do. They want to walk to entertainment. They want to walk to a park. They want to go and hit a bike path.